This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm going to tell you a story. Back in the 80s when I was stationed in Bamberg, West Germany, when there was still West Germany. Bamberg is just, it's in Bavaria somewhere. We had these stores that sold music. Everybody wanted music. Vinyl was still a thing. Set tapes were coming online. We were past the 8-tracks. CDs were just beginning. Every month, those of us that were really seriously into music would be going to the newsstand, and we would buy Rolling Stone magazine, because Rolling Stone would have the rankings of the music. Whatever genre was your cup of tea. They would also have articles about the artists, because MTV was out there, but we were in Germany. We didn't get MTV over there. If we saw a video, we used to get a care package. And this is all pre-internet, of course. We get a care package from home, and somebody would send us a VHS tape with all kinds of music video on it, and that thing would get passed around till it was dead. Rolling Stone magazine is going on the auction block now, after 50 years in the business. And I have to say, good riddance. Once upon a time, it was an exciting magazine. You went there to learn about music, about the scenes. You could learn what was Pink Floyd up to with their new lineup. Prince, when Purple Rain came out, big spreads on him. Then, around the time Bill Clinton was running for office, they started putting him on the covers. And it became a political groupies magazine. They did put Nixon on the cover before that, but that wasn't in a glamorized context. They weren't trying to make Nixon one of them, as they were with Clinton. After that, Big Buck, Celebrity Glam, Social Justice Journalism, and Gotcha Reporting became its stock and trade. It was the imprint TMZ of its time. Obama made a bunch of covers while he was there. And just recently, the magazine put Justin Trudeau on its cover, asking readers why he couldn't be our president instead of Donald Trump. On the social justice front, there was the magazine's phony story accusing a University of Virginia fraternity of rape and a university administrator of indifference, none of which was true, and which cost the magazine a very high lawsuit payout. On the gotcha front, there was the awful article publishing the off-record quotes by General Stanley McChrystal, which cost Ms. Crystal his job and maybe extended the Afghanistan war. The magazine was sort of like MTV. In 1981, when MTV debuted, we never saw the VJs. We heard them. Occasionally when they would pop up, when we would see Nina Blackwood or Martha Quinn or, when one of them would pop up, we'd be like, wow, that's what they look like. Cool. What's the next music video? And that's it would just be wall to wall to wall. And like MTV, Rolling Stone became not about music. It was about big bucks, glitz, and glorifying whatever the Washington Swamp considered to be cool. It is possible to argue that market forces and changing technology hit the magazine just as surely as it's hit other magazines circulation-wise. But there also was a homegrown element, alienating half its readers with its continuous forays into politics. The magazine had to have been hit hard by that, given its tendency to cling to some features of that an older rock musician of publisher Jan Werner, generation. Some of it was self-inflicted. Instead of bringing Clinton into the fold as a rock generation regular, they made themselves a second-rate political organ. They insulted half their readers. How stupid was that? Some people would not get this, okay? Some people would not get this. I fully will sit here and admit to you that politics penetrate a lot of things nowadays. But should they? Should everything we are around be politically correct? Do you not seek a moment from that ever? Now, for me, politics is a fairly straightforward thing. The reason that I am primarily about the Second Amendment, even though it does seem like I go off of that path sometimes, and I'm here talking about staying in my lane, everything I talk about is going to come back to guns in some way, shape, or form. And if you look at the way that the template, the way they pursue all of their agenda, you'll find the same technique at play. Conflation of data, false data, all kinds of other things. You'll find that. And those who don't think that's actually that way, well, you're just wrong. You are just wrong. So, I look to places like what was Rolling Stone magazine, what was the NFL, what was all of this other stuff, because I used to want to go there to get away from life. Entertainment, you know? Entertainment. I wasn't looking to make it my focus. I was looking to make it a welcome distraction. Instead, due to arrogance, a lot of people got out there and they thought that they are my and your better, when the only reason we cared about them was the way they played the guitar, the way they looked in this particular suit, or the way they acted this particular role out. They didn't get it. That part that there's nowhere to go now. I don't need a safe space. Okay, I don't need a safe space at all. But I would like a place where I can just breathe. And now that's, you know, piece by piece, bit by bit, all of that's been taken away. I prefer the older movies. I prefer the older music. I'm talking the 40s. Swing music. I prefer that. I prefer Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant. That different time. Because none of these entertainment places, they take themselves so seriously that they don't understand how ridiculous they look. And then when they finally fail and go out of business, I'm sure that they blame everybody but themselves for that. But, you know, when you alienate your audience, part of your audience, a big enough part of your audience to make a difference, whose fault is it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let me take this moment to make the announcement again. I have been really, since April, since I moved here, I've had more rebroadcasts due to technical difficulties, primarily the interwebs. And I have to have smooth, even, constant internet to do this show. To connect with Genesis Communications. I just have to have that. If I don't have it, then it's not going to work. And I have actually had the show, I've had everything shut down in the middle of doing a show, which is horrifying. So, this Thursday in an attempt to do away with all of this because I'm tired of rebroadcasts. I'm having a business line put in. Because of what time they're going to come in to put in the business line, everything will probably be offline. So hopefully Thursday will be a rebroadcast, and there won't be any for a while till I get sick, till Christmas time, until, I don't know, maybe until I get my Shatner 2000 toupee. Something like that, some special occasion. I'm tired of having to call my board ops and saying, look, I'm having this kind of an issue, I'm having that kind of an issue. Andy can testify to it. Jason can. Tired of it. So come Thursday, I won't be here. But starting Friday, you won't be able to get rid of me. At least Monday through Friday at Genesis Communications Network. Now, Hollywood. Aside from the D.C. establishment of both parties, there are no other people who revere themselves more than Hollywood, the core of the wealthiest and most privileged members of the film and television industry. And we recently had the Emmy Awards, and that was an outsized testament to their self-love and their contempt for all of us who do not live by their mindless devotion to the ideology of the anti-American left. They all believe they are unique, special, gifted. Some of them are talented, but talent does not always come with brains or a moral compass. Those who grace the stage at the end, Emmys were the worst of the worst. Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Alec Baldwin. A long list of arrogant, elitist snobs who have ruined the television and film industries with their politicization of the entertainment and the endless self-aggrandizement. It was a three-hour roast of Donald Trump, which made him the actual star of the show. The jokes were not amusing. They were vile. And these people demeaned themselves, as did the cheering audience. Did we see that when Obama was in office? No. If we had, this bunch would still be talking about how offended they were by it. They live by very different rules than what they attempt to impose on the rest of us. The part that I like the most is when they show up to go door to door or something like that, like Alyssa Milano when she showed up in Georgia, right, to help campaign for the guy who didn't live in the district he was trying to win the seat for. Do they actually believe that this kind of vitriol will convert Trump supporters to their side by insulting them 100 times over and over and over again? Do they think that we give one iota about what they think? That's a big question mark, because they are very self-absorbed. It is hard to imagine them considering anyone or anything beyond themselves. Almost every single person who received an Emmy insulted Trump and his supporters. They made it clear that segregation is the order of the day. Ray openly admitted she was rooting for black people to win. She does not care about talent or performance, only skin color. Right now in his sainted grave, Martin Luther King is rolling around. Between these people and the Pharisees of academia, segregation is back with a vengeance. The fulfillment of the hard left's most cherished dream. The better to use racism as a cudgel against you and me, the hardworking Americana. None of us is an individual. We are only members of one group or another. We're either revered or reviled. You know which groups are which. I don't need to list them. This summer was the worst for the film industry in decades, and the films they make are, for the most part, not worth a dime despite the millions of dollars that they spend on them. Mostly are comic book remakes or disgusting horror films. I mean, have you noticed how many reboots are out there nowadays? There's a rare occasion where a Christian-themed film makes it to the screen and it's instantly attacked by the critics. the self-appointed guardians of political correctness in our new Orwellian age. These same critics, most of them, love a repellent film like Mother. Quite the world we live in now. And this year's Emmy Award program was beyond disgraceful. It was a flashing neon warning sign, a warning to American citizens, to families with children. Don't look. Avert your gaze. Do not waste a moment of your time on these people who produce and participate in the production of shows like The Handmaid's Tale. This is not a metaphor for our society, but for the society of ISIS in the Islamic world the left loves to protect. Does anybody want their children to adopt the values exhibited on, like in shows like Veep or Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Saturday Night Live? This Is Us is a very fine show and deserves awards, but it is an anomaly. A bit of humanity upon a sea of debt, you know, of junk. They celebrate themselves endlessly because these denizens of the industry truly believe that they are superior beings, especially now that Trump is the president. Despite his many accomplishments, in their minds, he is beneath them like the rest of us lowly people. Consider how they might have helped bring the country together by demonstrating a bit of class and grace by calling for a united America as we face a lunatic in North Korea and terrorists who now are all over the world blowing up innocents on a weekly basis thanks to people like Merkel and Obama and the open borders crowd. But they wasted their night of self-congratulation, sliming Trump every which way. They only ensured their further decline into disrepute. They are an American problem that can only be solved by paying them no attention, by not watching or listening to all of them. I was told, and I think I've said this before, I was told when I was in NCO development that being a leader without followers is messed up. Being an entertainer without an audience is equally as messed up. If you want to pay them back, don't patronize them. Very simple. Very simple thing. Go to iTunes and look for the old Jimmy Stewart movies. They're very good. Very good. Trust me on that. I wouldn't lead you astray. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. So, coming out of London, apparently it was generic terrorism that struck London this past Friday. And that's what it always is initially. An act of terrorism without any sort of specific cause. It's the etiquette. In England, they call the subways the tube. But in, you know, when they're sitting down, they're talking about who did it. It's like a rogue Anglican did it. What are the Vegas odds on that one? And then ISIS took credit, and no admission by polls and elites on either side of the pond that Islamic terrorists act to kill, obedient to their faith, because the narrative has to remain chaste. Islam's basic tenets couldn't possibly be the motivation. Maiming and killing innocents, or in their vernacular, in infidels, is filed under other causes. As recently as yesterday, Reuters was cryptic about the bombing's cause and its perpetrators under the headline, British police arrest second man over London train bomb. And then we got this. It is inevitable that so-called Islamic State or Daesh will reach in and try to claim responsibility. We have no evidence to suggest that yet. Somebody would be lying about him, see? But then Rudd tipped her hand, Minister Amber Rudd. But as this unfolds and as the police do their investigations, we will make sure that we find out exactly how he, the first suspect, was radicalized if we can. So, was it a radicalized Catholic, a radicalized Jew, and radicalized atheist? a radicalized Ariana Grande fan? Reuters won't even hint at the identities of the NAB suspects, so the first is rumored to be Iraqi. An ongoing police investigation, all that sort of stuff. So much for scoops. Mentioned at Reuters, but elaborated on in Monday's counter-jihad report, this wrinkle to Friday's train bombing. Last decade, Ronald and Penelope Jones were being feted for their work as foster parents. Now their suburban Surrey home was raided in an investigation into the train bombing in London. The Joneses have won praise for fostering hundreds of children, but their growing interest in taking in refugees from Muslim countries turned their pleasant home with its wooden fences and green backyard into a ticking time bomb. Seems that some of the children that the Joneses were sheltering were in fact young men who passed themselves off as boys, or so goes the story. And more needs to be learned about the Jones couple. Were they very well-meaning dupes, or were they somehow part of it? But let's go with the story. Let's say that Ronald and Penelope were naive, but well-intentioned dunderheads, let's say, as the counter-jihad report asserts. The couple, being interested in fostering refugees when the media barrage helpless listeners with sob stories of Syrian suffering. So there you go. A fruit of failing to name and explain the nature of Islamic militancy and its menace to the West. Fuzzy brain do-gooders facilitating terror acts from their home. They also, the narrative continues on, that the it has to dictate that this was a lone wolf. Social misfit on par with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. The Birmingham concert massacre could have well been Columbine High. Unfortunate and criminal, but it reveals societal pathologies, not asymmetric warfare. Highly irregular warfare, the intent being to demoralize the citizenry, breaking down their will over time to not just resist Islam's advance, but to defeat their will. But every former goat herder and his brother living in London's Muslim neighborhoods knew the truth immediately on Friday. Every non-Muslim Brit knew it too. Ruling PC, though, forbids the public acknowledgement. So doing so means near instant castigation. If you're high enough up the food chain, what ensues is mockery, character assassination, ostracization, and if the powers that be can get you, loss of a job. In the UK, Katie Hopkins and Nigel Farage are rare birds. Everybody else seems to submit to very grotesque denial and truth torture. And this decadent truth-denying approach to the Islamic fundamentalist assault on the West isn't a passing moment. It's revealing, and it's deeply troubling. It's the outgrowth of decades of intellectual and moral decay, the result of a spreading cultural squalor, all intentional. It erodes, bit by bit, the societal bedrock that everything is built on. It challenges and demeans time-tested principles. It derides virtue, common sense, enlightened self-interest. It slanders national interest. Protecting a society's core beliefs and values from alien and opposing beliefs and value systems is bigoted or racist, if you want to use the all-purpose word. Western intellectuals and academics have been and are the driving force in this generations-long campaign to destroy Western civilization. Islam, specifically the millions of Muslims that now live in Western Europe, is a Trojan horse. But the Trojan horse was not built by the external enemy. It was built by the Westerners who loathe their own societies. Post-World War II, Muslims first came to Western Europe at the invitation of governments. The need was cheap labor. Two great wars had killed tens of millions of Europeans. Prior to World War I, birth rates were dropping throughout Europe's affluent countries, and they continued to do so. And over time, there was a practical move that was seized upon by the anti-Western left. The growing masses of Muslims in Western Europe came to be regarded as a weapon. And the collection that makes up the antis, the progressives, the statists, the atheists, the nihilists, and the, or some combination, recognized in Islam valuable hostile elements useful in laying low the West. So, the West's own haters are responsible for Ronald and Penelope Jones and countless other dupes, high and low, the facile-minded and thus vulnerable, who've bought the Western commitments to tolerance and fairness and equal rights and the inclusion, mean Muslims have automatic places at the table. Not just Muslims that reciprocate and seek true assimilation. They're actually the minority. Any Muslim, because the root cause of terrorism, can't be an ideo-religion and its tenet of millions of fervent adherents. And this led to the fantasy indulgence of Western Europe's establishments that, given time, that Muslims will assimilate into Western societies. Merkel, Macron, May, they're all poster children for this make-believe little play. Add the clerics like Pope Francis. And despite decent-paying jobs and Xboxes and rubbing elbows with Hindus and Christians and atheists in daily life, like that's going to pacify them, Muslim killer bees mating with Western honeybees will eventually produce drones. Western Europe's future is dark. Dark. Unless some clear-sighted, courageous leaders are lifted up by their people. Leaders who have the courage to speak the truth, the resolve to remove the menace from their midst, and the will of the people to support them while they do it. They're not going to have those things. It's done. It is done. I die not going back to Germany. Europe is gone. Everything, we will lose something when that happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tonight,
this
is Lock and Load. Now, back during the early part of the turn of the century in the aughts, remember those? John B. Judas and I'm going to try to pronounce his name, Rui Teixeira, hit the big time with the emerging Democratic majority. They told the left exactly what they wanted to hear, that women and minorities and educated and young people were voting Democratic and they would be more of them every year. The future was theirs, comrade. But now the Judies, writing for the New Republic, says he was wrong. And the answer is really rather simple. His prophecy relied on a Census Bureau assumption that Moses supposedly erroneously, you know, come up with. The Bureau projects that the same percentage of people who currently identify themselves as Latino and Asian will continue to claim those identities in future generations. In reality, that's highly unlikely. History shows that as ethnic groups assimilate into American culture, they increasingly identify themselves as white. Oh, no. Whiteness is not a genetic category, after all. It's a social and political construct that relies on perception and prejudice. Do you remember when Irish and Italians and Jews were not seen as white? Probably not, because they were other a century ago. In the 2010 census, 53% of Latinos identified as white, as did more than half of Asian Americans of mixed parentage. And that percentage is bound to grow. So no emerging Democratic majority after all, because everyone ends up wanting to be white. Who knew? Surely there has to be hope, though. Surely Asian Americans at least can be tempted into the educated voting category and bribed with government-funded academic sinecures so that they identify with the urbanist, metrosexual creative class rather than the international capitalist conspiracy. Right now, according to Richard Florida, the creative class and its idiopolices are very bad things that increase inequality. The way for the Democrats to win, writes Judy's, is the way that Democrats from Andrew Jackson to Barack Obama have won. Not by identity politics, but by portraying themselves as the candidates of the common folk and the middle class against Wall Street and other special interests. He writes, there's no need, in short, for Democrats to choose between appealing to white workers and courting people of color. by making a strong and effective case for economic justice. They can do both at the same time. Allow me to translate, if you would be so kind. Democrats should fight elections based upon offering the greatest amount of free stuff to the greatest possible number of voters and not limit their appeal by offering free stuff to small subsets of the electorate. Now, for me, the notion of economic justice bears a frosty sound. It is eternally forward-looking from a year zero, imagining and implementing what Frankfurt School's Max Horkheimer called the right kind of society. What the economic justice believers do not begin to confront is the accumulated injustice of over a century of economic justice politics. They do not care about the white working class that they cast aside half a century ago. They do not care about ordinary middle class citizens that obey the law, go to work, and follow the rules. They do not care about a generation of college students that are impoverished by student debt slavery so that university administrators might diversify and include. And yet, John B. Judy's is all about selling the American people on economic justice. And I say there's no such thing as justice, only injustice. The most that government can do is mitigate some of that injustice. The roadkill it is carelessly cast aside through their blind pursuit of economic justice. Recent hurricanes in Texas and Florida point this up. What price economic justice when your house is flooded and the power and the water are shut off? People don't care about economic justice then. They just want to survive. And then they help other people to survive. Black Swan guy Nassim Nicholas Taleb understands this when he writes, survival comes first, truth, understanding, and science later. And then after all that comes economic justice, because economic justice isn't worth a nickel unless I survive. So I'm sitting here reading this analysis of the Frankfurt School, so you don't have to. And the maddening thing is the way that these lefty intellectuals sneer at the preservation of contemporary society. And they lust for a transformation into the right kind of society. They think that the economic problem has been solved and that all that remains is to award the prizes to the deserving. In fact, the economy, like all life, must constantly renew and revive itself. From the individual to the family to community and nation and a society that forgets this fact, this basic fact of survival is heading straight for the fate of the Soviet Union and Maoist China. I'm going to tell you what I think. I think it is a crime against humanity that we normals have not made economic justice as much a pejorative as white supremacists. Maybe the Hispanics and the Asians will figure it all out for us as they explore their essential whiteness in the years to come. The part where they're getting out there and saying, this hasn't, you know, this just hasn't been done the right way yet. It hasn't been done the right way yet. The Democrats, they believe the right way was to drive people into cities, for example. And they've done that. They have most every Democrat, most every one of these leftists, for the most part, lives in a large urban area. The problem with that is that that only works, that doesn't work electorally. See, the founders understood that the whole country should have a say-so in an election. Not just the places that had the, you know, the most people. They understood that. That was one reason they established the Commerce Clause, so that one state wouldn't push the other states around because they were stronger economically. And that's the reason they established the Electoral College, so that sheer numbers alone would not win something. Everybody has a say. Now, Democrats have done a really good job of taking New York State and California and a host of other ones. But they're sitting around right now, still believing that they're, because their candidate, which this has never been a case before, well, I guess it was with Al Gore, wasn't it? But whatever it is, whatever the thing is, they look at it and they think, well, the popular vote should lead by also. California should be electing the president. And, oh, there's no voter fraud at all. No, no, no voter fraud. None of that stuff. Stuff doesn't exist. It does exist. They know it exists. We know it exists. In Maryland now, they're about they voted to let illegal aliens vote in their local elections. I see all these dreamers who are, you know, adults now. They have law degrees and all this other stuff. They've been paid for by you. And they'll sit there and say, well, we pay our taxes, we're part of the country. No, you're not. You are not part of the country. I don't care if it was your fault or not. Something's going to have to be done with this. There is no economic justice. There is no economic justice. Hour number three is inbound, and when we get back, we're going to be joined by Kevin Riker, the Tack Daddy. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.